open invitation. Thank you so much to everyone for coming. I'm stoked about the crowd tonight. We'll all try our best to project. I just wanted to say that the event tonight looks quite a bit different than Peasley events usually look, right? We do a lot of education work, and typically that's very interactive. Tonight, we're like blitzkrieg of information being thrown at you, so we struggle with that a bit, but just know that's in response to, I think, a certain thirst for information on this topic that people really want. And again, being this kind of being like the entry point into a series, we're hoping that this kind of gets us on a footing where we're all kind of, we have a baseline of understanding, and that we can get deeper into those dialogues that are so important and really spend time listening to each other. So I apologize if we're just spitting at you all day or all night. One thing right, how many of you had heard the term gentrification before you walked in the room or saw the flyer tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Right, this is a term that I think it's a buzzword. People kind of hear it, but not everybody thinks, I guess people have different understandings of what it is or what the definition might be, right? So I wanted to start up, I know everybody got a little handout, I don't know if anyone has taken the time to fill it out yet, but we wanted to challenge you to write your own definition of gentrification tonight. We're not going to read those all out loud, but I think it's a healthy exercise to try to define it. But I did want to open by this little activity that we're going to call the Elephant of Gentrification. There's a scholar, Chris Hammond, who talks about, right, there's this Indian proverb about three blind men encountering an elephant, and each one of them touches a different part of the elephant, maybe the rump over here, maybe the tusk, maybe the trunk, and each one of them thinks that it's a different being, right, based on what they can tell, right? So he kind of likens gentrification to that, right? It's a complex kind of thing, and it's got many facets, and sometimes we only see one piece of it, or sometimes we only see a couple pieces of it. So I wanted to open up tonight just by asking you all to share with me words, phrases, anything you associate with the term gentrification. It can be positive, it can be negative, it can be neutral. Shout them at me. Anything you associate with gentrification?
Class.
Invisible.
Class? Invisible, did I hear? All right. Keep them coming.
Gentry.
Gentry. All right.
Exclusive.
Displacement. Down the trunk. How about that?
Separation.
Did I hear exclusivity? And separation?
Imposition.
Segregation.
One more time?
Segregation.
Segregation. Keep them coming.
Profiteering.
Huh. Boutiques.
Plantation.
Trauma.
Right.
Did you hear that one?
One more time?
Vitalize.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to. You can put up the pause everyone. You're on. They exist, right? Okay. We hear them. All right. Keep them coming.
Devalorization.
What's that?
Devalorization.
Devalorization. Man, we got some good vocabulary in the room tonight.
Isolation.
Colonization.
Are we writing a rap song? I'm pretty sure Stevie Wonder already wrote this one. Colonization.
Wow.
All right, what about what it looks like? What does it look like, feel like? Associations. How do you know you're in a gentrifying community?
Rude.
Rude.
The buildings are so
whitewashed.
Whitewashed.
Affluent.
There we go. Affluent. Trying to make sure I'm actually on the elephant here.
Starbucks.
There we go. I like this. Like association. Starbucks.
Dog parks.
Dog parks. How does that go? Dog parks. Right here. Miss Jane, you think that's gonna fit on? Even an elephant's not big enough for that. Couple more.
Condo. Streetcar.
Condo, streetcar.
Whole Foods.
Attention.
Yeah.
Outsiders.
Racist.
Insider.
It's racist.
Attention.
Racist and insiders.
Yeah. Sorry if I missed, I might have missed one.
Insider,
thank you. All right.
Also boutiques.
Boutiques.
Publicity beer.
All right.
$5 tacos.
All right. We get the point, right? All right. So I like this idea of the elephant because it helps us remember how complicated this is and how some people are probably only seeing one sliver of the puzzle, right? The other piece of it, I like the image of the elephant because, right, sometimes it is the elephant in the room, right? It's the idea that the word gentrification, right, it implies class struggle, right? It comes from Ruth Glass, a British sociologist, saying, hey, these neighborhoods in London are being overrun with the gentry, right? So in the word, it implies that there's a class struggle, right? So a lot of people talk about a lot of pieces of it without wanting to acknowledge the implicit struggle in it, right? So we wanted to kind of put out there a suggested definition. I kind of cherry-picked this off of Neil Smith, who's a guy who does a lot with gentrification. But the idea that it is the reinvestment of capital in a neighborhood or area designed to produce space for a more affluent class of people than currently occupies that space. Right, so it can look and feel a number of different ways, but the idea is that we're reinvesting capital, right, money into an area in a way that is designing it for a more affluent class, right? So I would argue, and I think a lot of folks in the room would probably argue this as well, that gentrification is one form of development, and it is a development that has class struggle at the heart of it, right? I think there are a lot of folks in this room probably who would advocate for development, for all sorts of community development, but would not argue in favor of gentrification, because what is implied is that there is a working class or lower class of folks that get to be the losers in it, right? So can we do development without having winners and losers? Or maybe just having winners, right? I think is a crucial piece of that. So I just wanted to start off tonight. I think there's been a lot of calls in this neighborhood and in the city about the need to have a conversation where everybody can come together and talk across difference. And I think people kind of envision that as like, oh, we're going to have a neutral conversation about gentrification. And I would argue that it's not a neutral process, so how do we have a neutral conversation about it, right? We have to acknowledge what it is and what it means and pick it apart. So people can focus on all different things, right? Some people study gentrification and really focus on, like, who are the gentrifiers and what are they doing, right? Tonight, we really want to focus on the structures and the systems, right? It's not just about an individual. It's not just about one bad actor. It's not about sort of these tiny pieces. It's the big picture of all of those things together. And it's about how the system is set up to facilitate a certain kind of development, right? So with that, I wanted to very quickly, where am I at on the time keeping? I also had a section on your thing today. How can we name as many actors as we can in gentrification? Who participates in it? Who plays a role, right? So shout those at me. Who plays a role in gentrification?
Developers.
All the in there.
Former Mayor
developers,
Charlie Lucan.
Financial institutions.
Yeah, thank you.
Government. City-wide development.
What was that last one?
City-wide development.
Yeah, okay. So
small business owners?
Yeah, business owners, right?
Landlords. The quote-unquote creative class.
Landlords? Is that your landlords?
Yeah
landlords,
is
right?
Is that too much for her?
Sorry, I'm missing a few. What
creative
else?
Creative class, hipster.
Creative class, right? That's a big part of the narrative that you hear, right?
Put some quotes around that,
right?
Term.
Was that?
Port
of Ooh, that's right. A good one.
Suburbanite.
Policymakers, right? So I would tag that on a city, right? Policymakers.
Building trades unions.
Unions.
Media.
Consumers.
Just loaned it, not us. Is it us? Can we say us?
Us.
Can
yeah.
we say us?
Yeah.
Let's say us. All right. Any other actors that we missed?
Suburbanites.
All right. Suburbanites. Interesting.
The setup of the city in general, like what attracts
police?
People to the city?
Stakeholders.
So like the kind of like built design of the city?
Yeah, the design of the city.
Land policy?
PR.
All right. So in case we at any point tonight feel like we're drifting into the blame game, right, I think we can all remind ourselves that like We're all a part of this, right? We're all a part of these systems and structures. So the question is, what the heck do we do with that? I'm getting a yellow sign. And so I also, with our speakers tonight, I hope it's okay that we do this a little bit informally and just ask each speaker to come up and introduce themselves in the way they would like.